I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Three candidates running for the retiring Tom Udall's Senate office debated Monday night. It was a virtual debate, with Lujan choosing his campaign office in Albuquerque, Libertarian Bob Welch spoke from his home in Santa Fe, and Mark Ronchetti participated from the television studio. Ronchetti said yes, he was a newcomer to politics, but he was eager to broker promises in Washington. Lujan defended his track record in securing federal funding for defense installations and water infrastructure projects on the Navajo Nation. And while Walsh made his points, the focus was definitely between Ronchetti and Lujan. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced Monday she is temporarily self-quarantined after a possible exposure to the COVID-19 virus. According to a press release from the governor's office, a custodial staff member of the governor's residence reported feeling unwell on October 1st and was immediately sent for a COVID-19 test and tested positive. Shortly afterwards, the governor took a COVID-19 test and the results were negative. The New Mexico Activities Association announced last week that it is allowing failing student-athletes and those with extracurricular activities to participate in anticipated sports or academic measures as a way to motivate those students and improve their grades in the midst of the online learning. We get reactions from Ruidoso Municipal Schools Superintendent Dr. George Becker.
So this was an opportunity for kind of a redemption. We know a lot of students that sports are one of the things that connects them to school and helps keep them on track to graduate. And this was the ruling by the NMAA that will give everybody an opportunity to play as we roll into the spring. So from a pure grade point academic standpoint, it might seem like the NMAA is allowing some, you know, lack of seriousness towards academics, when really what it is, it's an opportunity to extend an olive branch to students to really keep them interested in school, because we don't want to lose students through this COVID online remote learning phase.
In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.